Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As most of you know, the state of North Carolina recently passed a law that says that people must use public restrooms that correspond to the sex listed on their birth certificate. That makes sense to me and to the vast majority of Americans. In a country where newspapers are filled every day with articles on women being sexually assaulted, women and small girls should not have to contend with men in public restrooms or locker rooms. And while this debate will continue for some time, the larger story is the tactics being used by the left to force states and municipalities to accept policies that would have been unimaginable just 10 years ago. One tactic that was first used effectively in Arizona to force Governor Jan Brewer to veto a ban on same-sex marriage is to roll out big corporations who threaten to pull their business from the state. We've seen it time and again with corporations like Nike, PayPal, Starbucks, and the NFL threatening to pull business if states enact policies that don't conform to the corporation's liberal worldview. It's sad, really. Big corporations threaten, and citizens are far too willing to capitulate. It's as though big business is now the keeper of the social conscience, and citizens are more worried about the fiscal bottom line rather than the other way around. The truth is, however, corporations are far more worried about their bottom lines, as they should be, and many of their threats to withdraw business are nothing more than hypocritical bluff and bluster. PayPal, for example, threatened to pull out of North Carolina over a simple bathroom bill while they operate around the world in many countries that view homosexuality as a capital offense. It's time that people rise up and say enough is enough. We know right from wrong, and a 6'2" man should not be allowed in bathrooms or locker rooms with 10-year-old girls. Period. Paragraph. Why is this so hard for those on the left to understand? It's also time for states and cities to call corporate bluffs. Billings did. At the height of the NDO debate, the left was threatening the Billings City Council with a loss of business if Billings was seen as a quote-unquote intolerant city. In the end, the city council stood firm, no business was lost, the sky did not fall, and women were protected. And furthermore, in the election cycle immediately following the NDO vote, 4 out of 5 candidates who supported the NDO lost their elections. The message was clear. Billings is already a tolerant city, just as Montana is a tolerant state. But there must be a balance between perceived discrimination and public safety. And to take this a step further, why would we even want corporations in our state that don't support our values? Several colleges have even reversed their transgender bathroom policies because of too many male students taking pictures of female students over the tops of adjacent stalls. If it seems as though our country is spinning off its axis, it's because it is. We've thrown common sense out the window in favor of a politically correct agenda, and we're beginning to reap the consequences. It's time to do what's right. It's time to say no to flawed liberal policies, and it's time to tell large corporations to stay out of our business. And if they do leave, don't worry, they'll be back, because to them, the fiscal bottom line is what drives the final equation. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.